KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN's finance MEC, Francois Rogers, has weighed in on the South African delegation's visit to the White House this week.
I was proud to be a South African. I was proud of the team of South African leaders that were there and stood up to what I thought was bullying tactics. So well done.
President Cyril Ramaphosa and some of his cabinet members met U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington on Wednesday in a bid to smooth over strained relations. There have been fears that combined with cuts to aid, hikes in export tariffs, that trade between the countries, specifically AGOA, will be threatened. But Trump seized an opportunity to again make claims of white genocide in South Africa. President Ramaphosa and some members of the delegation refuted the allegations. Addressing business industry captains at a public-private partnership summit in Durban this morning, Rogers said he thought the South Africans handled Trump well.
I believe that we were certainly ambushed in front of the media, but once again, South Africa just showed that we're a true rainbow nation and we are true leaders in South Africa. That entire delegation that was there spoke in unison when you had one important leader who wanted to do nothing other than drive a racist agenda and discredit South Africa as a nation. And I think we stood up to that and I was proud of it.
Well, KZN is one of the four provinces significantly contributing to the national murder rate, along with Gauteng, the Western Cape and Eastern Cape. Police Minister Senzo Mdlunu has released the crime statistics for the fourth quarter. He says most categories of crime dropped between January and March when compared to the same period last year.
Yet when compared to the same period last year, the current statistics offer some encouragement. Among the top 30 police stations for murder, 13 stations registered lower counts and 2 stations recorded no change. We'll continue to intensify efforts to reduce the overall murder rate in the country and other crimes.
The minister has admitted sexual offences remain a big challenge, with the rape rate up. KZN recorded the highest number of reported cases.
These are deeply concerning trends that demand renewed focus and urgent intervention. Let me be unequivocal. Every crime that is reported in South Africa is recorded and accounted for by South African police service, whether it occurs in urban or rural areas.
And Bono has called for peace in Gaza and the protection of aid workers while accepting the Ivor's Fellowship Award for U2. The band's frontman said humanitarian staff were the best of us. He added that Israel should be released from Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister. Earlier, Netanyahu said Western allies, including the UK, Canada and France, were rewarding Hamas by calling for a ceasefire. He says this sort of rhetoric leads to incidents like the shooting of 2 Israeli embassy workers in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. Durban 22 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 21, Richards Bay 24. The top story this hour, KZN's finance MEC, Francois Rogers, has weighed in on the South African delegation's visit to the White House this week, saying he's proud of how they handled Donald Trump. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Danielle Mpahlele.